Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer is here to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
Just at the moment, I don't know where I stand. Marcia Pilgrim's managed to get the Bronsonless fired after trying for about 6 months. And Stella's gone to work for Benny Puller. But where does that leave me? Now that Stella's gone, Jeff and Marcia might have a reconciliation sort of thing and live happily ever after. And that's not all. One way and another, I've been spending a lot of money lately, mostly cultivating Marcia. I'm broke to the wide. Something had better turn up, but soon. Then, of course, there's Millie.
Couldn't you even drive me down to Fig Tree Street, Harry? We haven't been out for I don't know how long.
I'm sorry, Papa. Not tonight.
Well, you can't be as broke as all that. I noticed that when you want to take Marcia Pilgrim out, there's never anything to hold you up.
The way things are shaping, I won't be seeing much more of Marcia, so keep quiet for 5 minutes, can't you?
Well, I like that.
If you want to squabble, Millie, clear off and have it with somebody else.
Oh, gee. Oh, Harry, there I go again. I don't want to upset you. I know you're worried stiff. Oh, why can't that old beast, Percy Fleming, give you a decent raise?
Any raises going round Trister to be and company seem to go exclusively to Pilgrim. Even Hendricks was given something when they sent him up north, but never me. Oh, it makes me livid.
Well, didn't Marcia promise to wangle a rise for you? If you got rid of Stella for it?
But you silly little dimwit, I tried to keep Bronson in the firm. The longer Bronson stayed, the better my chances with Marcia. Use your brain.
Well, you don't have to bite my head off, do you? Mightn't be too clever, but if I wanted to get rid of Jeffrey Pilgrim as badly as you do, I wouldn't try to do it through his wife.
If it's not too much to ask my little brain's trust, sir, just how would you go about it?
Don't people have to sign things? Okay, invoices for payment and all that? Well, I was reading in a magazine about a fellow who got away with $1 million and blamed it on someone else.
What are you talking about?
This fellow. He worked for a company just like ours. And they were sent invoices, and after they'd been okayed by someone higher up, they sent checks or something.
So what?
Well, this fellow just invented a lot of outside firms and wrote the invoices himself. Then, because he was the man who okayed invoices...
What you're trying to tell me is that this character sent his own firm bogus bills, approved them for payment himself, and then sent himself a check on behalf of his firm. Is that it?
Well, he didn't actually make the check out himself.
Well, I don't care what he did. As far as I'm concerned, you're talking a lot of rot. How could I get Jeff Pilgrim's signature on a bogus invoice? Why, it's not even his job to approve them. Well, go and make some coffee. There's a good girl.
All right. But it was only an idea.
I wasn't going to let on to you, Millie Poppet. But it's not a bad idea. Not bad at all. If only there was some way of getting Pilgrim's signature. That's something I must look into. First thing in the morning.
Oh, hello, Harry. Well, what's that sheet of stuff you're counting about?
Invoices. Look here, Jeff. I've been thinking we could streamline some of our office procedure with these disbursements of ours.
No? How come?
Well, look, I'll show you. Now, take the payments we make to suppliers on behalf of our clients, for instance. Let's say Benny Puller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Benny orders something through us and we get the invoice. All your dope on the order goes to accounts. They okay the invoice, it goes through the bookkeeping system, and finally a check is drawn in payment, right?
That's right. Yes, then we charge the accounts off to Puller. But how can we take a shortcut?
Well, you or I, or Campbell, should be able to approve invoices for payment without handing over a lot of stuff involving the work of 3 or 4 girls in the accounts room, just so that one of the chief clerks can scribble his initials. He only initials on our okay anyway. So, why don't we do it ourselves and hand approved invoices straight in for payment?
You might have something there, Harry. Take it to Percy Fleming. See what he thinks.
Me? A waste of time. He thinks my idea's a tuppence a pound.
Oh, right. You want the credit, don't you?
Uh-uh. You can have it. Fleming won't listen to me.
It's a good idea. I've thought for a long time there was too much duplication of office routine, and by jingo, this is one way to cut it down. Well, if you won't put it up...
You'll talk to Percy Fleming?
Yes, well, I'll tell him it came from you.
Oh, please yourself. And let me know how it turns out. Efficiency expert Palmer, they call me.
There, Harry. I'm just in time not to have to buy my own drink. How's Trix?
Hello, Stella.
Is Tresses of Endigo and Company bearing up without me?
Darling, every soul in the place pines for your radiant presence.
It's sarcastic, Hound. Same as yours, please.
Another one, Charles. Poor old Jeff misses you, I think.
I wish he did.
How do you feel about Marcia?
Give you one guess.
I don't need it. Who wants to talk about the pilgrims?
Don't try to fool me. You do. All your smooth operating fell flat on its face, didn't it?
What about yours? Jeff didn't walk out on Marcia for love of you, I notice. And while we're on the subject, there's a whisper that you left because you didn't want to answer too many questions about a certain brooch, was it?
So it's getting around.
Slowly but surely. You know our company grapevine, don't you, darling?
If I find out it's Marcia spreading lies, I'll skin her.
Oh, for Jeff's dead body. It's amazing what Marcia's got away with, really. And as for you, Stella, my beautiful, I'm surprised to see you taking it lying down.
How do you know I am?
Just for what can you do now? You don't even see the chap.
That's what you think. See who's coming in now?
Well, I'll be hanged. Jeffrey himself.
Jeffrey himself. And this time, Harry, darling, don't stampede to a telephone to bring Marcia running. Jeff can't be fooled all the time, and he packs a hefty punch in those shoulders. Bye now. Thanks for the drink.
I won't be able to stay long, Stella. I have to meet Marcia back at the office.
Oh, I was hoping we might have dinner together.
Oh, not a chance. I'm snowed under with work. If I don't get another secretary soon, I'll go completely off my trolley. I've been at the office every night this week.
Why haven't they moved one of the office girls up for you?
I'm choosing a new lass from outside. Haven't you seen the ad we're running?
Not wanting a job myself, dear man. I'm not watching the positions vacant. Jeff, you don't seem very cheerful.
No, I'm not. Marcia walked in last night just as I was ringing you, and of course, off she went again. So I told her I'd see you when and where I felt like it. Hence tonight. Now?
Oh, that's not very nice for my ego. You're buying me a noggin just as a gesture of defiance, eh?
Call it what you like. You don't have to drink it.
But I'm drinking it just the same. You see, Jeff, now that I'm no longer your secretary, I can meet you anywhere with a clear conscience. We're business associates now. Are you sure you can't stay here for dinner?
Some other time, Stella. I've asked Marcia to lend a hand tonight, type letters and so forth, so I can't very well leave her sitting about waiting, even if I wanted to.
And you don't want to?
No.
You can be brutally frank sometimes, Jeff.
I'll tell you something, Stella. If that brooch ever shows up, you're coming back into the firm with me or I'm finished with them.
You mean that?
Of course I mean it. They forced you out not because they thought you'd pinch the infernal thing, but because they could make it sticky for you. And it's just a bit too much for me.
I wish that came from personal regard instead of just your beastly high principles.
And I wish you'd remember that I'm married. And any feelings I ever had for you are regardless of your sex.
You enjoying this, Jeff?
No.
Neither am I. Let's go.
I'll drive you now.
I'll get a cab. And next time you ask me out if it's the same as this, I'll pour my drink down your neck. I mean it.
Oh, now, don't you start waving your arms. Not on top of everything else.
I shan't. And, Jeffrey, darling, if you do ever find your wife's brooch, I think I'd be pleased a lot. Being under a cloud isn't an awful lot of fun.
No, I don't suppose it is. But I wouldn't hold out any hopes, Stella. The brooch is gone for good. Come on, grab your things. Oh, Just a minute, Marcia. That's not a scrap of good.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, everything.
But I always typed them this way when I was your secretary.
Oh, that was a year ago. Stella hid in a way of doing them in triplicate with the points numbered. You know, set the paragraphs in with a fairly wide margin.
I don't care how Stella Bronson did the rotten things. This is far better.
Look, darling, did you come to the office tonight to help me or to get on your confounded dignity? Now, type that report as I want it done, or sit in the corner and let me do it. But please, don't argue.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. You're tired, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Look, there's a form we dropped for those things here in the bottom drawer of my desk, I think. I'll get it out. You can copy it. Oh, hang it. I'll have to get this drawer fixed. It sticks all the time. There. Oh, confound it.
What's the matter?
Oh, look at that. It either sticks or comes right out and spills every blessed thing on the floor. I should burn this desk. Come and help me tidy up.
Don't get so wild, Jeff. It'll only take a minute.
I'm sorry to yell at you. I seem to be losing my temper rather too easily these days. Oh, you'll have to go down on your knees. Well, hello.
What is it?
Just look inside there. On the floor under the desk. Under where the drawer was.
What? Why, it's my brooch. It must have been there all the time.
Yes, all the time. All the time you and your uncle were calling my secretary a thief. Marcia, we'll have to do something about this, won't we, darling? I'm going to phone Stella right now.
Oh, if only I'd seen it first. Jeff will want us to apologize or reinstate that woman or something equally ridiculous. Well, we're not going to. We're not going to do a single thing. If you think I'm going cap in hand to Stella Bronson, Jeff Pilgrim, not on your life.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.